This time of Wednesday morning, we generally take a look at legal issues, legal things, stuff that is out there. It might even affect you, and hopefully it does, or not affect you, but gives you pause and concern. And in Illinois, all right, I am an Illinois boy, born and raised, and this is anything happens in Cook County, basically, you're talking Chicago, of course. In Chicago, Target stores have these, and they can't be the only ones. They have cameras. You walk in, they scan your face. They see your face. That helps because, you know, if they're robbed or whatever, they go right back to that. Well, there's a lady named Arnetta Dean who's filed a lawsuit to try to prevent Target from violating her privacy and her rights. They say they got her face, her fingerprint scans. That's what she says. And they're storing that, her biometric data. Is this a thing? Does this go beyond just who's coming through the door? Andrew Reed, we pulled him out of court to talk about this a little bit. Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Doing good. Glad to be back.
So how is this different from any other store's surveillance system?
It's one, at least from some of the reports and how they describe it. What the real crux of what's going on here is that by capturing those facial recognition key points and storing that, that's biometric data that by law, Target would have had to provide notice that they were, A, doing it, and at least from one report that said that they have to provide notice that they are going to store it. And so that's some of those key things that have come up. And that's kind of where the question is, okay, if they're storing that data and they have it on every person that enters that store, how are they ensuring that that data is not being captured and used by someone else? How are they ensuring that that data is not being used by a bad actor somewhere?
Yeah, I don't think they can. And they can't be the only ones doing this. What is it? Is it like the distance between your eyeballs and your nose tip, that kind of thing? I mean, it measures, it literally measures your face?
It's one, I will be honest, I'm not sure 100% how it all works. I'm sure there's different ways.
Yeah, you're not a tech giant, you're a lawyer.
It's one I work with tech, but not specifically these types of technologies, at least right now. So it's one, but it is each company, I think, that does this type of technology probably has their own proprietary way of how they go about doing those types of calculations, those measurements. How do they create those profiles of an individual? But it's one, in terms of why a company might want that data, it's one you highlighted before we started of saying it's one they might want to be able to track, hey, there's a shoplifter coming in the store. This is a known shoplifter that's previously shoplifted from us. Security, please go monitor this individual as they're going through the store. Things of that nature. But it's one, there's also potentially other ways that things like that could occur. And I think it's one, this is not a unique law to Illinois. There are several states that have similar laws as well.
She's also claiming they got her fingerprints. Are they just taking them off of the merchandise? They're not saying scan your fingerprints. How are they getting her fingerprints?
That part of it is unclear from the reports. And at least from what I've read, nothing kind of shows up as to how that's tied in. It's one that might just be part of, they're just saying that could be part of that biometric data profile. They may not know for sure. I don't know.
All right. Andrew Reed, we pulled him out of court to talk about this this thing in Illinois, Target stores being sued by Arnetta Dean. I don't know if there's others jumping on this. She's saying her privacy rights are being violated by not just the taking of her picture through every store. There's cameras everywhere. You're getting your picture taken right now. You don't even know it. But they're storing that data for future use. And the worry here is that it gets in the hands of nefarious type folks. Where is this in the court system in Illinois? Is this a done deal? Is this no verdict yet?
No, my understanding, it's just been filed. And from the reports I read, Target has not even responded to this yet. So we will be waiting to see where they go. They may have some information that is not publicly known, as saying, no, we don't actually store this, or we only store this piece that may actually allow them to say we're within the bounds of the law as it reads. So So
we'll
have to wait and see where this goes.
Yeah, well, we'll keep an eye on it. Always a pleasure. And I know you're being called back in every day, man. Every Wednesday, you tell that judge, I'm with Mike at WILS. And you yell back in there, just chill, Your Honor. You ever say that?
Not to a judge. No, sir.
Okay, fine. Hey, Andy, have a great week. Appreciate it, buddy.
You too. Thanks. Have a good one.
Yep, 1320 WILS. Mike Austin here. It's your morning wake-up. Every Wednesday, we do your weekly legal. Next week, we will welcome Sally Babbitt from Babbitt Legal Group in Lansing as our weekly legal expert. It's going to be exciting. I like it. 1320 WILS.